Systems operating within normal design parameters. Engage cybernetic generation sequence. Malfunction detected. System overload. Warning. System overload critical.
All righty. Welcome to week number three of One Sports Talk. It is Wednesday evening. It is 8:30 on the dot.
Yes, it is.
I am your host, Mike Yellick, alongside the paste.
No.
The dust.
Thank you.
Well, we don't know which object it's going to be.
It's the first one, because the first one is the one that got comments.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. For our Facebook Live viewers.
Yes, you can join us, by the way, at Facebook Live.
You won't hear the callers coming in, but you'll hear us. And
that's too bad.
Just so you know, if you want to look at us and hear the callers, you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah.
And watch us on Facebook Live.
Right, of course.
Watching us on Facebook Live, just so you know, it's a good thing that I'm here. I had food poisoning last night.
How'd that work?
As most of you know, with food poisoning, I won't get too graphic.
Right.
But, usually it leaves your body in any way possible.
It's been a
rough day. Right. But I'm here, I'm dedicated, and I'm ready to talk about how the Eagles are going to win this
week. Can I just say, I'm feeling good. I am feeling good. I know the Eagles lost.
Did you hear what I just said? You just ignored what I just said. I looked at the rest of the division. What did I say? You didn't even hear what I said. No, you didn't even hear what I said. What did I say? I'm here and I'm excited because the Eagles are going to win this week.
Yeah, they're winning this week. I mean, the Giants are terrible.
They're terrible.
I mean, this team is about as low as you can get besides the Jets. And it's both New York.
How low can you go? New York, how low can you go? New York.
Well, apparently pretty low.
Yeah. Not to insult any of our New York listeners, but
you're killing me, dude. What?
I'm just saying. Not to insult them. But
no, I mean, you look at the rest, and you could call the show, by the way, 917-889-8018. That number again, 917-889-8018. We're taking your calls up until the 10 o'clock hour. And I got to say, you know, if I'm being honest, I think the Eagles are in that upper tier of the NFC this year. Because you have, I mean, who's your upper teams? Okay, you have the Falcons. Are they better than them? Probably not.
Not honestly?
No.
Too early to discern that.
Yeah. Cowboys, are they better than them? Probably not.
Too early to discern that.
Packers? Probably not.
Too early to discern that.
and then from there, are they better than the Panthers? Yeah, I think they are.
Oh, they're absolutely better.
Even though the Panthers are 2-0, they're such a fake 2-0.
Last week, the Panthers won. What was it, 9-3 or 9-6 or something like that? Their offense scored nothing.
Right.
Their defense scored nothing. Their kicker, Gano, however you pronounce it,
right?
Okay, scored every point that they have with 3 field goals. They won with a score of 9.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, against the.
You're not.
Here's the thing. Whatever. If the Eagles would run the ball.
You're fake news.
If the Eagles would run the ball, this team, who knows what we could do. But Doug Peterson, and I know we're going to get a lot of callers, Doug Peterson, I know. Look, I'm not saying he's the best head coach ever, but you need to give the guy a break. Let him breathe. Let the season breathe. It's week 2, now week 3.
You know, and I completely agree with you, because I feel like, especially when it comes to Philly, look, Philly has – probably, arguably, the most passionate fans in the NFL.
Right.
And that is the gift and a curse. Begins with when the Eagles do bad, that the fans really, really lean into them. And
right.
And I want to agree with what you're saying, because the fans are leaning into Doug Peterson. And it's just
right.
Like, look, just give him a chance, okay? You gave Andy Reid 10 years.
Yep.
Okay? Probably not enough time, honestly, looking what he's doing with the Chiefs. But you gave Andy Reid 10 years. Doug Peterson is not doing terrible, okay? There are other things that could be worse. So just let him, like you said, let him go.
917-889-8018. Press 1 to talk to us. Yeah, I got to be honest. This team, while, it's the Philadelphia fans all week, and I've been talking to them, they seem to think it's a really bad spot to be in. But if you really look at it, I think the Eagles are right there with the Falcons, the Packers, the Cowboys, and whatever other schmuck team you want to come up with. The NFC really is not that strong.
I don't really see where you're talking about a bad spot here, to be honest.
Well, they lost to the Chiefs, but
honestly, the Chiefs are like a front runner right now for Super Bowl contention. They are unstoppable. So like that goes there.
But listen, the Chiefs might be the best team in the league. They might be. And then you're looking at it, the Cowboys just get their doors blown off by the Broncos. Now, the Broncos could be as well.
Which I predicted, by the way, and you did not.
Yeah, well, that's fine. And then we have the Redskins, and they beat the lonely Rams. I mean, who cares? So this division is the Eagles to lose, the way I'm looking at it right now. I'm making that proclamation.
It really is
their division to lose. So that's that. We got Rob Guarino coming up, by the way, at 8:45. He's going to talk. By the way, I saw him post something.
I did. I saw that, too.
Did you see it?
I did see it, too. Yeah. See, well, because of my sickness, I was unfortunately, I'm in school full time, and I was unfortunately not able to go today. I work in a hospital setting, and because of what I was going through, it's not something that I wanted to communicate with patients, so I wasn't there. But I did see that post because the only thing I could do was lay in my bed and be on Facebook, so
and
it was pretty interesting.
That made me very happy. You know, I want to see if that has any correlation, and apparently it does.
Yeah, I did not know Japan had an earthquake today.
Well, that too. Yeah, I was talking more about the snow and the...
Oh, no, I was talking
about... Oh, you didn't even see that one. We'll talk to Rob about it.
No, I didn't. No,
we're taking your calls
I saw his post about the earthquakes and the hurricane.
Yeah, well, we're taking your calls up until the 10 o'clock hour. We already got somebody that's been on hold for a couple minutes. Let's go to line number one. What is your name? And where are you? I hear him clearing his throat. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I got to make sure I'm clear. This is Derek from Akanji, number one caller every week.
How you doing?
All right, Derek.
Oh, he got his Redskins. They won. So now he's all huffing and puffing
Here he goes. Sure. Here he goes.
I mean, I'm happy that they won. I do admit it is the Rams, and I was a little scared toward the end there because the Redskins' MO the past couple of years, as we all know, is – let's blow the lead the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter, and it looked like they were about to do it.
Right. Yeah.
Thankfully.
Take me through it,
thankfully,
Derek.
When you saw
that game going on, were you a little nervous that you wouldn't even get past the Rams and you'd be sitting there with the Giants at 0-2? Be honest.
Of course. I mean, early in the season, losing like that with the Redskins, it's always a concern that – when they start off with a loss the first game of the season, there's always that concern, oh, God, if we go 0-2, I know the stats. It's 12% of the teams make the playoffs, and I know that we're not going to be that team. Like, the 1 year that we did that in 2012 with RG3 was a miracle season. That will I can almost guarantee that will never happen again.
Well, wow, you're okay. I got by the way, and I know, and you're a Redskins fan. I got it. Being a Redskins fan, I'm an Eagles fan, and we all love the Eagles around here, at least in this area. You kind of have to feel happy. Cowboys get their doors blown off, and the Giants are now sitting there at 0-2.
Yep.
And it was a good weekend. I know, the Redskins were the only team that really won this weekend, but you have to give it to the Eagles. You do.
I agree. I think they look great. Even though, I know I said last week, if they won, I mean, y'all would make the playoffs, but they looked good. And if I were an Eagles fan, I would be positive about the team. But you have to admit that Hunt just shit on you guys. It was embarrassing. His new TD celebration should be like popping a squat at a 90-degree angle and just dropping the ball behind his back so it looks like he's taking a dump.
Dude, he's going to do that to every team this season. I'm telling you right now. He is on another level. He's honestly, I'm not talking about his style of running or his style of play or anything, but I'm talking about his impact on the league. It kind of reminds me of the first year that Chris Johnson was in the league. with the Titans. You know, where he just was that impact player that just went.
Teams will figure him out.
And so, you know, I think that Hunt is definitely going to be a problem for just about every team that they face.
Right. Right. Derek, what's your prediction for this coming week?
Oh, you guys are going to destroy the Giants. I mean, yeah. NFC East, kind of yeah. like what you guys were saying earlier. Like, I think it's too early to be making predictions on the season. I mean, if we were doing that and we didn't know the Patriots the way that we all do, and we saw what happened to them week one and they come back and they have a great week two, we're making predictions right. trying to say, oh, all this is going to happen. But, I mean, realistically, especially the way the Eagles defense is playing right now, the Cowboys are good. And I hate saying that being a Redskins fan. They had a really horrible game against the Broncos, but you guys are right there with the Cowboys. The Redskins, unpredictable, but the Giants are just trash. And you guys are just going to walk all over that.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Yep. Let me ask you something. Give me a prediction for your game. I know. I mean, you're playing the Raiders. You're in Washington, but I don't like you guys to win this week. Yeah, I really don't.
I really.
Me neither. I'm just hoping that we keep it together on Sunday Night Football, since we're going to be playing for the whole nation. Honestly, I don't think we are going to keep it together. I'm going to say it's probably going to be like 24-7.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go against Yelich Sound. I'm not saying you guys are gonna win, but I think you can get up more than seven.
No, yeah, you'll score more than seven, man. Come on, give your team a little bit of spirit here. They're not gonna win, but you're gonna score more than seven. Absolutely.
I mean, when your owner's Dan Snyder and you've been dealing with this for about 18 years, it's kind of hard to get happy.
Right. All right, Derek, we're up against it. We got much more callers. Final thoughts, Derek, for this week.
Nothing, guys. Just enjoying listening to your show every week and looking forward to talking to you next week.
All right. When awesome. The Eagles awesome will be in sole position of first place. And I'm calling it right now.
Yeah, I'm calling it right now.
Yeah. Derek, do you agree with me on that?
No.
No.
Ooh.
Okay.
I think the Cowboys will win this week.
Well, if you also think we'll win, that means the Eagles will be 2-0, by the way. 2-0 in the division, and the Cowboys are playing the Cardinals, which is not our division. So
yeah, but
law,
you're talking like it's like week 15, and we're looking at those stats right now. I mean, come on, let's keep it real. It's just everyone's 2-1. Giants will be 0-3.
Right. Yeah. All right, Derek. We'll talk to you next week. All right, buddy.
All right. See you guys.
All right. There he is, Derek from McCungie. Let's go to
loyal caller. Loyal caller.
Let's go to line number two. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Dean Davidson. I'm calling from Virginia.
You are calling from Virginia. Well, what's going on there in Virginia, man?
Not much. As you might know, I'm with the Weatherfords, also with Rob Marino and them. But I'm also a Giants fan. I'll tell you what, the Giants are playing about as good as Roman Reigns gets a good pop. I'll tell you what. They're stuck in this year. I don't think we're going to get too far.
Well, listen, I don't think they're going to get too far either, but here's my problem, all right? I don't understand how you have that much talent but just can't put it together and get some chemistry going on. You may have the most talented team in the entire NFL offensive-wise.
Yeah.
And you can't put it together. I don't get it. From a Giants fan, you have to be frustrated.
I am very frustrated, and I go to one person, Eli Manning. I mean, he needs to perform, and to me, he doesn't perform like he should be performing. So I think Giants will need to be looking for a quarterback to think about replacing Eli here in the future.
That goes in line with what I said last week. That goes in line with what I said last week. They need to start finding a replacement.
He's not the guy he used to be. He just can't get done. I mean, they'd be better off with quarterbacks like Tyrod Taylor or somebody like that is more mobile and can, when things come into the pocket, can actually get out of it. I mean, he's just not performing. And
I don't know about Taylor, but...
Now, let me ask you a question. So you're down on Eli. What if he comes out Sunday and has a phenomenal game against the Eagles? Do you change your tone?
No, I've actually for over a year.
So you're done.
I just don't like him anymore. I think he is just he's past his time with the Giants. We need a new quarterback. I got to say the Eagles are in good shape this year. I hate to say that. Like, I'm down here in Redskin country, and I absolutely dislike the Redskins. There's only one team I hate more than both of them, which is the Cowboys. I can absolutely cannot stand the Cowboys.
I mean,
even though they have a good quarterback and a good receiver and a good running back. And another team I can't stand is the New England Patriots. Forget about them. I hope they lose another game and get knocked back to their horrible defense this year. I mean, just horrible.
I don't know if they're horrible, but they're not good.
Well, you know,
and we saw that against the Chiefs week one.
And I like that he said that he doesn't think that even if Eli has a good game this week, that he's still not on board with Eli. And that goes to what I said last week. Eli is too inconsistent, and right now they need to be looking for a replacement for him because it might not be his last year, but he's coming up on it.
I'm sorry, I apologize. I didn't catch your first name. What was your first name?
My name is Dean Davison. I'm actually with the Weatherproofs also. Rob's coming up, I know.
Dean. Okay.
Wow,
look at this. So, Dean, let me ask you this. What is your prediction for this game coming up? The Eagles-Giants, I know, you know, you said it doesn't matter what Eli does, but you almost hope that the Giants win, at least for your sake. So give me a prediction, man.
I was hoping to win, but I need to say it looked promising. I would say it's probably going to be like a 28-14, 28-21 Eagles win.
Wow. Yeah. All right, Dean.
The Eagles have too many offensive powers right now. I mean, if he takes off, you know, that's trouble. Carson Wentz is all over the place. I mean, he can move like crazy. And this is coming from a Giants fan. I mean, it's, you know, when you notice something's not good, I mean, we have a great bunch of talent, like you said, but we just can't operate.
All right. Dean, we're up against it. We will talk to you next week. But listen, I hope for your sake, you know, the Giants at least make it a game, because I don't like these blowouts. They're boring to me. So I hope the Giants at least make it a game. All right, buddy?
I agree.
All right. There he is,
nice
Dean from Virginia. Yeah, I got
to
be honest. I don't think it's going to be close. I really don't. I hate the Giants.
But you know what? But you know what? That's the beauty of the Giants versus the Eagles, because it doesn't matter the record of either team. You never know going into that game.
Yeah. Completely agree. You know what time it is, by the way?
What time is it?
It is time for Rob Guarino. This is Rob Guarino is going to not only talk, but we have a lot of stuff we got to talk about. We have Hurricane Maria coming up here. We don't know.
Worst hurricane that hit Puerto Rico in over 100 years.
I know.
Since 1925.
So we are going to talk to Rob Guarino. Let's bring him on right now. Robbie G, how you doing,
hey,
man?
What's going on?
There he is. Rob, I am getting a little bit concerned. I'm going to be honest with you. I saw some new models come through, and it's looking like, is Maria going to get creepier and creepier to the East Coast next Wednesday at this time?
I think, you know, you have to remember, Mike, we're a week away from if it was going to do anything. It would be right about this time, Wednesday or so of next week. So, you know, when you look at hurricanes like Irma and Maria and Stephen Jose, the week out, the margin of error can be very large. Right now, the majority of the models are saying it's not going to hit the East Coast. So we lean in that direction. But there's a couple of things going on, which I just mentioned, Mike, is Jose. Very interesting storm. It's going to hang around. Matter of fact, some of the latest computer models have it do this loop and then come back in to Jersey or Delaware, maybe Maryland, somewhere along the coast. It's a very weak kind of a non-factor system, but it could pull this one in. And that's probably the biggest wild card to all this. Is what does that storm do when it starts to dissipate? There's a big cold front, too. I mean, remember, it's late September here. Fall starts in a couple of days officially. You got to remember these cold fronts come down and they just push everything out to sea typically this time of year. That's why a lot of hurricanes don't hit the United States late in September. They curve away. And that one, to me, is the biggest factor, because the longer this takes Maria to get up there, and if this other one slows it down, the less chance it hits the U.S., but that front will catch up to it. So think of that as something sitting in the Great Lakes to our west comes plowing through. If Maria gets here sooner, and Jose is less of a factor, then, yeah, it could brush into Virginia I don't know if it's going to roll up the coast at this point. I think it could come in near the Hatteras, Virginia, you know, Virginia Beach, Tidewater area, sit there and then bounce out, maybe as a one or a two, perhaps, as far as hurricane strength. So
better not ruin my weekend, Rob.
Yeah, you're always going to Ocean City, Maryland. You're probably going down there again.
Always, yeah. I went twice. Give me a break. Always.
Yeah, but you play it up like you're the mayor of Ocean City down there.
Right. Right, yeah, I do.
Anyway, I do have some good news for you as far as winter.
I heard about – hold on, Rob, let me hit the breaking news sounder because I think it's well due for this. All right. Drop it on me. I think I know where you're going with this. Drop it on me.
Well, you may have seen it on my Facebook page because I know you're friends with me on Facebook and
yeah.
Multiple different pages that we have, the Weather Pros page,
right.
Of course, too. So I had a couple people ask me. I was speaking at an engagement in New Jersey, North Jersey landscapers, and they also plow. And it's a big group, 700-800 landscapers up in New Jersey, and I'm sort of their meteorologist. And,
right.
You know, like everybody's starting out, including yourself, big hurricane season, big winter season that follows. I said, you know what? I'm going to do the research. Give me a few days with all these hurricanes going on, other work that I have to do, obviously, with my company. I came back and said, the seven biggest years. Now, we're going to look at ACE, which ACE is basically accumulated cyclone energy. This doesn't mean a hurricane hit land. It means how much energy did these hurricanes use that? Because
okay.
Did that energy flow into the winter for bigger storms with more energy and moisture from the south? So we kind of tied the two together and we say the seven biggest years, and we think this
right.
One, at least my prediction, is going to be the biggest ever. I think there's going to be another hurricane somewhere here before this is out, this season or two maybe.
Yeah.
We found 1995-96. And if you've been in Philadelphia the last decade or so, that one sits in your head because in 1996 in January, the mother of all storms hit Philadelphia
about
31
I
inches or so.
I love
so
that.
So I looked a little further and said, what was the pattern? Well, we are starting to see signals that we're going into a weak La Nina now versus the neutral that we talked about even the last show. There's been some indications coming, which wasn't a huge difference because you don't have to change too much. So that winter was a weak La Nina. So if we go into a weak
right.
La Nina with this one, that winter had a warm fall with the hurricane, and they went into a cold period. So they're very similar right now. So perhaps we're going to have this big winter. You know,
yeah.
If you take away the 31 inches, you still have 34 left, which made that a very good winter. Just say you took that storm out, you'd still have a 34-inch winter, which is a good 10, 15 inches above average for Philadelphia. So right now, I feel that's one of the factors that we didn't mention last week because we didn't have Maria and we were sort of talking about the end of Irma and Jose
right.
Sort of getting rolling. So now I'm starting to go, you know, now I'm starting to get that information I told you I need a little more of. So now I'm feeling a little more that this could be a very interesting winter.
Just
on that side of the scale. I knew you'd get excited.
Yes. Yes. I love it. I love it, Robbie.
Probably get a free beer out of it as well.
I love it. And you, Rob, honestly, you have to love it too. You live for this.
I do. And you know, up here in Syracuse,
that's because he's in
we got 140 last year. There's just no shortage snow here, so you get used to it. But going back to where you grew up and getting that big snowstorm, that 2-3 feet is always exciting. Matter of fact, I come down most of the time for them just for that reason. Take the 4-hour drive down, you know, the turnpike down 81 and say, I got to be in it,
right.
You know. It reminds you of your kid. That's what it was like. You got all the snow days. And that's why I think a lot of people in Philly love snow so much. It reminds them when they were kids and it's snow days. And you're getting off from work, and you can kind of goof around home, and you get a free day. You know, it's fun stuff. So I did want to say something. Some people
sure.
are confusing earthquakes with hurricanes. And
yeah.
I just wanted to say that they're two different things. And there's been some studies that they're related, one causes it, not really. All it is the Earth is kind of like a jigsaw puzzle. It's all these series of plates, or think about a big puzzle, and they're all these different pieces. The bigger pieces are the bigger plates, which is typically east of California. And then California has all these little pieces. That's why they get so many earthquakes. Same with Japan. And they sit on that ring of fire in the Pacific where there are volcanoes and stuff. So earthquakes, typically what happens is when one big one hits, it's kind of like moving all the other puzzle pieces, just a nudge around the world. especially if it's a big one like Mexico had last month. I think that triggered a little bit of a movement elsewhere, and we got Mexico, and then we just got Japan today with a 6.2. So I think that's related to how the plates move and think of that jigsaw puzzle. But it is below the ground. Above the ground is something totally different. Air is light. Storms are light as far as weight. They don't do anything to the earth. They don't put more pressure on it. They don't make things change. And they're not even meteorology earthquakes. Some people think they are weather, and they're not. They're two different things. So they just happen to coincide that they both happen at the same time. That's what
right.
happened. So just kind of make that clear. Because I was reading a lot of stuff on Facebook about that, and I think it's confusing people that you know, the end of the world is not coming right now.
I did see that, and I was actually shocked to see that people were confusing the two and making them similar.
Yeah, yeah.
That was so shocking to me. Well, I didn't understand that.
Well, I think you know, even when I've done television in different stations in Philadelphia, when there is an earthquake, you don't have a seismologist. You don't have a meteorologist. Seismologist is the guy that studies earthquakes. So they go right to the weather guy on the news, and people think, okay, it's weather then. So I understand where people could get it confused. Because when I worked in Arizona, there would be a California quake, and maybe there was a little rumble in Arizona, you'd feel a little bit. Immediately, they'd start at the top of the show and say, let's go right to Rob with the information on the earthquake. And so people right away think, okay, it must be weather.
Yeah.
So
I can see
where people could get it mixed up, because you don't really have an earthquake guy, because there's not that many of them.
Sitting around waiting
for an earthquake every day.
Yeah, no. I don't really think that makes more sense.
Let me ask you this, Rob, and I'm gonna end with this. All right, I know, we have Maria, we have hurricanes, we have earthquakes. Oh my! But
wow,
what is going to happen this week? Could we see? And this is just me, just being me, because I love the winter. Is there a possibility we could see a snowstorm unlike any other? Or is it not the type of year? Because you originally said a long time ago that, okay, yeah, this year we're going to have a lot of little storms because it's not going to be El Nino. But now are you kind of maybe possibly potentially changing your tune?
Well, I don't think you could ever predict an extreme biggest of all time event. That's almost impossible. You know, that's like, you know, predicting the Eagles are going to win 10 Super Bowls in a row. Long
right. But, well, that's not happening.
How do we know?
Right. Yeah. We know.
Brady, you know?
Right.
So I think to predict that biggest one ever, I think it's very easy the way the weather's been the last 10 years to call for a big snowstorm in the winter. I think there is one now potentially in there. I don't know if it's going to be breaking the 31-inch one that hit in 96, but certainly if it's latent heat, as we call it, or energy in the south, as in the tropics, were to remain and linger into the winter, all you do is got to get one of those cold air masses, tap into, you know, the South Atlanta, down there where these nor'easters swarm off the coast, and you've got a supercharged storm with, you know, ample moisture more than normal. So, yeah, any season could be the biggest one ever. I mean, that's what could happen. And, you know, I would say that the records only go back about 150 years. Ben Franklin was one of the most reliable guys, and Philly has some of the oldest records. You know, who knows what happened in 1256 or 1328. Maybe there was a 40-inch snowstorm in Philly. Nobody was here to record it. So maybe there's been a 40-inch one. There's nobody has any records of it. I mean, certainly the Indians, whoever was here, some weren't keeping records of that. You know, they didn't have any pen, paper, or pencil or anything, you know?
Right, exactly. Right. Yeah, exactly. All right, Robbie, listen, we're up against it, but give me an Eagles prediction real quick while you're on. What do you think?
Well,
do they destroy the Giants?
Well, I listened to you guys before I got on, and it was great having Dean on there. Dean's one of my meetings.
Yeah, absolutely.
Post-storm stuff for us. So after it snows, he gives the snow totals for the clients to build, you know, the Walmart and so forth.
Right.
So I think what you said was very, very, very valid. Eagles, Giants, throw away the records, throw away everything. It's just a backyard brawl. It could be a blowout on either side. It could be a tight game. I mean, I think, you know, advantage is Philadelphia for this game. But I don't think they blow them out. I think the Giants going 0-2 will show up, especially because of the rivalry and the closeness and the fans. I think the Eagles pull it off like a 24-17 game, but I don't think it's a blowout. Remember this NFL. You know, I don't think the teams differ that much week to week. I think it's a 24-17 Eagles win.
All right. There he is. There he is, Robbie G, giving me my snow talk that I so desperately needed to hear. And, Rob, you just put me in a great mood, probably for the rest of the week until the Eagles. Yeah. Absolutely. There he is, Robbie G.
Oh, man.
I love it. All right. Robbie, we will see you next week, and we'll talk to you next week.
We'll
destroy the Giants. Robbie G. Does he actually like being called Robbie G, by the way?
I don't know. You're going to have to ask him.
Oh, boy. All right. We got more calls on the line. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Football season is upon us, and at Phillipsburg East and Honda, that means amazing deals all season long on our new Hondas, like the award-winning Accord. Right now, we're making it even easier to get into yours by dropping the prices so low, you can't help but save big. We have all your favorite Honda vehicles available on our lot with incredible pricing. Accord, CR-V, Civic, Fit, all with special limited-time incentives. Now is the best opportunity to take advantage of these huge savings. Plus, we'll even give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. That's right, we'll give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. So close out the summer by celebrating real savings at Phillipsburg East and Honda. Don't miss the Honda Savings Kickoff going on now. But hurry, these incredible prices and offers are available for a limited time only. Visit pehonda.com and apply for credit today. Saying yes is what we do best. Phillipsburg East and Honda,
satisfaction's guaranteed. Vehicle must be in safe operating condition.
All right, you know what's happened when that snow comes? I'm going to be working on the lights, actually. And while I'm working on the lights, I'm realizing, wow, I have so much more electric this year. You know why I have so much more electric this year?
Because you need to hurry up through these sponsorships?
Right.
Right.
And also because Werkheiser Electric. You know why? Because they're always giving free estimates because they're powered by integrity. They have revolving coupons on the website at werkheiserelectric.com. Speaking of coupons, you mentioned the code one sports talk to work Kaiser Electric. You're getting $50 off your first service call. They are servicing the Lehigh Valley. They're licensed in PA, New York, and New Jersey. You can get your weekends back so you can get back to watching the big games and leave the electrical work to work Kaiser. And you can call work Kaiser Electric today, by the way, at 610-866-1076 and go to workkaiserelectric.com. And we already talked about Phillipsburg East and Honda. So that's going to be that. And then we can also talk about Daikou Auto Body. They're right there in Canisaqua. Guys, they're family-owned and operated since 1948. They are a state-of-the-art facility. You're getting your deductible 90 days free. It only takes 45 seconds approval. You can get updated repair status online, and that online website is DaikouAutoBody.com. They're located at 1135 Howardtown Road, North Canisaqua, PA.
Get their phone number.
610-264-5507. You love that phone number, don't you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Also, Miller Lite.
Beer, six pack.
There you go. You got it. For the greatest light beer and the original light beer.
I missed the beer, but whatever.
You want Miller Lite.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it's Miller time, baby. Check out Miller Lite and make sure you go to MillerLite.com. All right, we are back here live on Sports Talk.
That was a terrible song.
We are going to be – actually, I've actually had word that we are going to be talking. Remember I mentioned last week I knew someone that was actually in Houston and then went to Florida?
Yeah.
We have that person on the line right now. Without any further ado, I just want to bring him on here, and I want to know about his experience. Line number three, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Mikey. It's my name's Sam Kicklin, and I'm calling from Allentown, Pennsylvania.
There you go.
Whoa.
Sam, let me start off by saying, yeah, absolutely, pretty much. Let me just start off by saying, I commend you for what you did. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I commend you for what you did. It's really cool that you went out there. It's really cool. I mean, you were there. You weren't only there for a hop, skip, and a jump. You were there for a while. Tell us about it.
Yeah, no, thank you, man. I really, really appreciate your gratitude. I mean, it was an experience. I literally had no plan of action. I called pretty much everyone in the book, you know, National Guard, Coast Guard, now, you know, everyone, to see who I could link up with when I got down there. And I really came to no resolve. Like, I had no idea who I was meeting or what. So I just was like, you know what, I need to get down. I need to help. You know, I've been a river guide for, like, you know, 5 years, and I've been in the water, you know, since I was a little kid, and you know, like aggressive whitewater. And I thought to myself, I have skills that are relative to what's going on. I have because of guiding, I have my swiftwater rescue cert, my CPR cert, you know, and other certifications that go with it. So I thought to myself, I need help. And so I got in contact with a couple people. The Jewish Federation sponsored me to get down there. And I paid for my pain ticket. And that's really, I only had the, probably the cheapest thing out of everything that I had to pay for was the plane ticket. And I got down there and made some of the most genuine connections with human beings I've ever could possibly have met. I mean, the people that were in Houston, the community that existed was just something that is unparalleled. I mean, it's what you look at and want to see in America on a daily basis. I mean, just the entire community getting together every day, and just bosses giving their employees, like, off from work. Like, hey, you're helping out with a hurricane. You get the day off. It's not coming out of your personal days, your sick days. It's a paid day off. Go help your family. And you would think, like, in that scenario, like, someone would take advantage of it. And, like, people were like, no, the second that they got themselves on their feet and their neighbors on their feet and, like, their general community on their feet, they'd go back to work. And you know, so there wasn't – it was just such an honest place. And it was – the civilian populace there had it together better than, you know, what in some instances FEMA had and what in some other instances, like, the National Guard or Coast Guard had. I mean, these guys were on point just with food distribution and just the general needs of the people being taken from their homes and everything else. That just – it was the Cajun Navy was a real thing. I mean, it was a beautiful thing to see. It was very, and we saw that, and, you know, we helped there for about a little over a week, and then we looked at the weather and we see Irma's making a direct hit for Naples, Florida. And, like, I have a very good friend, Seth Hollander, who lives in Naples, Florida. And I thought to myself, like, I'm gonna go, you know. And I met this girl, Nicole Armstrong. She drove from California in her Jeep to Houston, Texas to help. And she and I were medics together there and helped a ton of people there. And then I said, hey, I'm going to go to Florida if anyone wants to come. And she was basically like, yeah, I'll drive. So she and I jumped in her Jeep and drove from Houston, Texas to Naples, Florida. We actually had to stop halfway through, just past Mobile, Alabama. And I was driving and the Jeep started shaking a lot. And I'm like, this must be the wind. Let's check the weather quick. And we checked the weather and we were like, 20 miles from the hurricane. I mean, we were driving straight into it. We left way too early. So we quick stopped, pulled over, and, you know, bunked up for the night. And, like, the next day, the whole next day, we slept, and just, like, the hurricane passes by. And then we had, like, maybe a 50-mile gap or so between the coast and the hurricane. And we skated through, got to Naples, Florida, helped my one friend out who lives there. And the next day, we made our way to the Keys. And, I mean, the Florida Keys. Naples had it together, but the Florida Keys had it really bad.
Because I was looking at this.
Naples had a little more time to prepare.
Right.
Yeah.
I was looking at this, and I'm looking, and I'm thinking, wait a minute. Sam's in Houston. He's going to Florida. This kid's,
yeah.
What's he doing? And then I realized it, and I'm like,
he's being a real American. That's
what
he's doing.
A guy. And I mean that. Absolutely. What a guy to do exactly the things that he did. Are you back home, by the way, now?
Yes. Yeah, I got home 4 in the morning on Sunday. I got home.
His day was calling from Allentown. So.
Yeah, well, he's from Allentown. I didn't know where he was.
I would think if he was from the Keys, he was calling from the Keys. You know?
Sam, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Thank you, because it's people like you that keep America strong, safe.
Absolutely.
And not only that, but we keep looking at it and we're like, all right, there is good people in the world.
And
the media is not going to report on
that. And you know what? And also to add on to that, you know, Sam, I do have to say that not only America, but the world definitely needs way more people just like you who are willing to go out of their way to help others that are less fortunate. I think we forget as people, you know, we forget how fortunate we can be. And, you know, I think that in times of distress like this, America really shows how well we can come together, and that is why we are America and we are Americans.
Yeah.
No, I genuinely couldn't agree with you more. I mean, it really it warmed my heart, you know, to see the people that, I mean, because we got onto the Keys before the residents, before the people who live there got to come back. So we were in the Keys when it was still under, you know, full control of the municipalities and the National Guard. And it was just, we were looking for people that stayed behind for the storm. And we're pulling just it. One part we went to Avenue E on Marathon Island, and it had been hit directly by the hurricane. Like, the entire Keys were hit directly by the hurricane, but this specific area was hit with a tornado while the hurricane was hitting it. It was completely devastated, leveled, and it was really something special to see, like, myself, Ian, he's part of What's Next Adventures. He came, he owns a company. He had his two crewmates come down. They brought a 16-foot hard bottom inflatable raft that had like a jet powered engine on it. And I linked up with them in the Keys, and we just went searching home to home for this one guy. And then we heard word that he made contact with family friends. And it was just this gentleman from Texas who couldn't even make it to the Keys. He's a pastor. We started posting names on Facebook of, you know, people that were lost in the Keys that we needed. Did anyone hear from them? You know, and we just started posting on Facebook. He took it upon himself to take those and then, like, find the people, like, Facebook stalk, like the ultimate Facebook stalk, and find these people and, like, get a hold of their friends and family to see whether or not they made it. And if we can check them on this, off this list or not. And I mean, this is a gentleman from Texas. I mean, so it was just like this whole, like, beautiful community that came together. I mean, there's no question about it. Hurricanes, natural disasters like this, they bring the best and the worst of us out. And I mean, there's no, don't doubt it. Like, I was strapped the entire time. I carried a firearm on me the entire time I was there, because there were those people that you had to be worried about. But the general populace of everyone just wanted to help. They just were there to, it's America. You got to carry a firearm. But the people there just, there was so much love. I mean, I was worried about food when I was in Texas, you know, if I had enough. And, like, everyone I saw was just giving, like, you're helping, you're here to help, you're doing rescues. Like, take food. We need you to be healthy, to help these other people, you know? And it was just, it was a beautiful thing. Doing something like that, it makes you really happy about where you live in this country.
Sam, it is. It's people like you that keep the rest of the world smiling and be like, America is a good place. Sam, quickly, by the way, we are one sports talk. Give me an Eagles score. What happens in the Eagles Giants game? Do the Eagles just run?
I'm going with the gentleman who you had on the line before. I think he hit the nail on the head there. I am 100%. I'm an Eagles fan. I believe green, baby. And I feel that the Giants will be putting up a fight. They're coming. You know, they're 0-2. They're pissed. You know, they're hungry. And so they're going to put up a fight, but I feel like the Eagles I got a good feeling, you know, they're confident, and I think they just may, it's not going to be a blowout, but I feel like they're 21-17, somewhere in there, just like the last score there. I do feel that it's going to be one of those matchups.
I love it. There he is. Sam from Allentown. Sam, we'll talk to you next week. All right, buddy.
You got it, my man. You guys have a good night.
All right, you as well. There he is, Sam from Allentown. Normally we don't leave people on the line that long, but that is an exception. That is awesome.
And you know what's funny about what he said too about, like, being strapped at all times, and, you know, that's your American right.
Right.
And but at the same time, I did see on Facebook, I did see a post of a picture, and it said it had a sign outside of this house, and it said that Hurricane Irma, to all you looters, Hurricane Irma already took everything.
Right, yeah.
But don't worry. I'll still shoot you for being a dick.
I gotta give all those looters, by the way.
Yeah.
Which I can't even believe. The audacity.
Probably
of those
already on welfare.
I gotta give them, I gotta give them one.
Absolutely.
Really? You're going to take advantage of a situation that they were in to loot and steal shoes? You got to be ashamed of yourself.
That's the lowest of the low. And you know what? That's where I wish that survival of the fittest did really come in.
Oh, play. Yeah. So do
I. Because I would be 100% for that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Real quickly, let's do something. I wanted to do it last week, but we didn't have time. let's real quickly, all right, go over the Eagles season, all right? I want to see if I can get to 10 wins. I couldn't do it last week.
Ooh, this is good.
Let me see if I can do it this week.
I bet you I can.
So we have next week, or obviously this week, we have the Giants. All right, win. All
2-1.
Right, so there's two. At the Chargers.
3-1.
I see that as a win. The Cardinals at
4-1.
Yeah, they suck. At the Panthers.
5-1.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
When your kicker wins you a game, I'm sorry, but unless within the next 2 weeks between this coming week and the Panthers game, the Panthers decide they want to show up and play football and their offense and defense can do something and actually put up points, then yes, I'm saying the Eagles can be, after the Panthers game, 5-1. That is not something that should be argued with me. Don't call in and argue with me because honestly, that is, you can argue that it won't happen, and that's fine.
Right.
But you can't argue the fact that that is not 100% possible and feasible.
All right, Redskins at home.
6-1.
Come on.
I'm telling you right now, 6-1.
All right, 49ers at home. Go ahead, 7-1.
7-1.
Right. All right. Then,
7-2.
You're right. Okay.
7-2.
We have the Broncos at home before the bye week, and we're going to need the bye week because they're going to rough us up, just like they did the Cowboys. I don't know about that bad, but they'll rough us up. So what are we at? 7-2?
7-2.
All right. Now, here's where it gets rough.
My upset of the year, 8-2 right here.
No.
The Eagles go into Dallas and win. I'm calling it right now.
I don't see it.
Calling it right now. You want to know why? Main reason behind it, just because it's fun.
Well, then you're going to see 9-2 because then you have the Bears at home.
Yeah, 9-2. That's 9-2 for me.
Come on. Here's where it gets rough.
9-2 with a possible 8-3.
Here's where it gets rough. Then we are at the Seahawks. Yeah, that's a loss.
No.
What?
No. I'm sorry.
I know.
With my Fire Stick, and because of this show and how well it's taken off this season, I have taken upon myself between each show to watch
each game,
almost every game,
right,
from every week.
I know. Yeah, I know.
And the Seahawks, as of right now, have absolutely nothing.
Yeah,
nothing. So there's your 10th win right there, and that's coming only in week 13.
And you might
that
be right.
That is coming in week 13.
You might be right.
If now, wait a minute. Now, all of these wins are dependent upon the Eagles not falling in to what they're used to doing, which is after the fourth or fifth week, just absolutely swallowing their own foot and forgetting how to play football.
Right.
If they stay playing the football that they're playing and or play, they will have 10 wins by the 13th week. And that is... You heard it here by the dust first. This is a guy who predicted a game last week that was off by 1 point. 1 point.
All right.
1 point.
All right.
I was off by 1 point, and that was the game that you and I differed.
Let's go at the Rams, by the way. All right, now what? Loss?
Well, you know what?
You have to lose one of them.
Honestly,
being realistic here.
All right. Well, here's the thing. I haven't seen anything from the Seahawks. But especially with the first game, and honestly, even though they lost, even with the second game, the Rams definitely have something. So that, especially in LA, that could be a loss. Right. I see that Rams game as more of a loss than the Seahawks game.
All right, that's the Giants.
I think we sweep the Giants. I think we sweep the Giants.
Okay. Raiders?
Loss.
All right. Cowboys?
Loss.
Oh, so, okay. So
I think we beat them in Dallas. And they beat us here.
Okay. I mean,
that's what I think, but we make the playoffs.
Wow.
Off of what I just said, we make the playoffs.
Oh, God. Okay.
And we win the division, by the
way. Wow. So you're not giving the Redskins a shot.
Nope.
You're not giving the Giants, obviously.
Nope.
A shot. Are you giving the Cowboys a shot, though?
They're the only shot left to beat us. And again, I know I'm going to get. Look, for you guys on Facebook, and for you guys listening in live,
right?
I know I'm going to get crap for this.
Probably.
Okay? This is all dependent on the Eagles performing at or better than where they are now.
Okay?
For example, this game that they just lost against the Chiefs, they could have won that game They petered out. They lost steam in the fourth quarter. Okay, that can't happen. But if they play like they did in the first three quarters, and even if they played like they did in the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter,
yeah. Listen,
can do great things in this league.
By the way, we have a comment here on Facebook. Here's a thought for the Eagles.
For Tyler Snyder?
Yes.
This is my man right here. This is one of my best friends, and he has a good point.
Blunt needs 5 to 7 yards to get a head start. Why not make him a kick returner and make Sproles and Clement the feature backs?
I absolutely agree. So I absolutely agree with that.
So I do like Corey Clement. However, that's stupid. No. You don't make him the kick.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
No.
I agree with that because if he's met at the line,
you can agree with it.
He's not
going to
do anything. Last week, Carson Wentz was our leading rusher with 55 yards.
Right.
Because the Kansas City Chiefs were able to stop Blunt at or before the line of scrimmage. He was not able to avoid them to even get in the space to do any damage. When Blunt gets in the space to do damage, he will hurt any team in the NFL, and that is a fact. But he needs to get to that space to do it, and like Tyler said, he needs about 5-7 yards before he can really do damage to a team.
Okay.
And when you have a game where your quarterback is your leading rusher in the game, yes, I agree with him wholeheartedly.
All right. Let me ask you this, going from one running back to another. Speaking of the Cowboys running back, did Ezekiel Elliott quit on the Cowboys this week? I watched that performance, and I got to be honest with you.
He quit on himself.
I saw a tweet that former pro wrestler Goldberg tweeted out, and he even said himself, "That's embarrassing. You should be ashamed of yourself."
He should be.
The interception, and then Ezekiel Elliott just kind of looks and doesn't. He just stands there.
He does one of these.
Is it in his head?
He does one of these. Oh, look at that.
Is the whole issue in his head?
Look at that guy go. Oh, yes. Honestly, everything he's gone through, I think has affected him mentally, and he hasn't been able to get his head in the game.
Yeah, I can't.
It's as simple as that. And you know what? That's the difference between a good player and a great player.
Right.
Because a great player just distances himself from life and plays the game for that 2.5-3 hours that he's playing that game.
Yeah. You can join us, the conversation on Twitter, by the way, @1SportsTalk. And also 917-889-8018, and then press 1 to talk to us.
Say that again.
917-889-8018, and then you press 1. By the way, we got to take a quick timeout. We will be right back. We went a little long in the first opening of the show, so now we got to get the sponsors in here. But we will be right back right here on Sports Talk. Thank you.
Football season is upon us, and at Phillipsburg East and Honda, that means amazing deals all season long on our new Hondas, like the award-winning Accord. Right now, we're making it even easier to get into yours by dropping the prices so low, you can't help but save big. We have all your favorite Honda vehicles available on our lot with incredible pricing. Accord, CRV, Civic, Fit, all with special limited-time incentives. Now is the best opportunity to take advantage of these huge savings. Plus, we'll even give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. That's right, we'll give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. So close out the summer by celebrating real savings at Phillipsburg East and Honda. Don't miss the Honda Savings Kickoff going on now. But hurry, these incredible prices and offers are available for a limited time only. Visit pehonda.com and apply for credit today. Saying yes is what we do best. Phillipsburg East and Honda,
satisfaction's guaranteed. Vehicle must be in safe operating condition.
All right, guys. What I am going to do tomorrow, actually, I'm going to call Werkheiser Electric because I mean, Lights and Greenwalls is coming up. Hello. So I want Werkheiser Electric to do the job right. They're always given free estimates. They're powered by integrity. And I mean, I went there a couple times. I talked to the owner. Great guy. Phenomenal guy. You can go to WerkheiserElectric.com. Speaking of coupons, if you mention the code 1SportsTalk to Werkheiser Electric, you're getting $50 off your first service call. They are servicing the Lehigh Valley, licensed in PA, New York, and New Jersey. You can get your weekends back so you can get back to watching the big games and leave the electrical work to Werkheiser. They're doing it for me. They're going to do it for you. Call Werkheiser Electric today at 610-866-1076. And also, You really want to, when you get your car repaired, you're going to one place, all right? You're going to Daiku Auto Body because they're going to do it right. They're family owned and operated since 1948. Guys, they got state of the art facility and equipment. You can finance your deductible 90 days free, and it only takes 45 seconds approved. Daiku is your auto body specialist. You can watch your car as it gets repaired. I've done it myself. And that's at DaikuAutoBody.com, located at 1135 Howardtown Road, North Gatasauqua, PA, 610-264-5507. Also, I'm drinking Miller Lite tonight. You know why I'm drinking Miller Lite? Not anymore, but I'm drinking Miller Lite because it's the greatest light beer, and it's the original light beer. If you want the greatest and the original, you're getting Miller Lite. It's Miller time. Beer, 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 hashtag six pack. So check out Miller Lite and make sure you go to MillerLite.com. All right, we are back here live on Sports Talk. One Sports Talk. We're taking your calls up until the 10 o'clock hour. We are going to go around the NFL soon, and I can't wait. Now, I want to go through these divisions right now, though, because it's mind-blowing to me.
Can I also say one thing?
Sure.
You know,
what?
Over the past 3 weeks,
sure,
from week one through week three right now,
right,
we have had an influx, an increase, if you will, of callers calling in, but it seems like be patient, guys. You know this is a live show, and you know we talk to people, and we want you just as much as we will
talk
to anybody
else. Drop tonight, and I gotta say, you gotta be patient.
That's what I wanted to say. We've had a lot drop tonight,
yeah,
and more than last week, and I feel like people are starting to get impatient. But here's the thing. You have to understand, it's just the two of us here, and you know we're getting more calls honestly than we've ever have in
yeah
the past,
yeah,
and it's wonderful, and at the same time for you, I understand why it could be a little nerve wracking. So even if you decide to hang up, just call back.
Yeah.
Give it about 5-10 minutes and call back, and we'll get to you.
All right, let's go real quickly through the AFC East. Okay,
easy.
We have the Dolphins, the Bills,
Patriots. Go.
Wow.
Sorry, go ahead.
Jets are 0-2. Everyone else is 1-1. The Dolphins are 1-0.
Dolphins are 1-0, yeah.
So, I don't know. Ravens and Steelers both 2-0.
Okay.
Bengals and Browns both 0-2. What a surprise. How bad are the Bengals?
The Titans.
How bad are the Bengals?
Destroying.
How bad are the Bengals? That game was unwatchable.
Honestly?
That Thursday night game was awful.
Honestly, I think the Bengals are this year's Browns.
They're just so bad.
I cannot.
Ugh.
I did watch that game. And you know what? I only got through the first half because I was like, this is atrocious.
They scored 9 points
atrocious
all season.
Atrocious.
How are you so bad?
This is atrocious.
And they haven't scored a touchdown.
And you know what? The players that they have do not equate to the amount of points they've put up this season.
No. No.
I know it's only week two, guys, but at the same time, this is unacceptable by any NFL team.
Jaguars are the Jaguars. They lost. They're 1-1. Titans.
But the Titans destroying the Jaguars.
Yeah.
And honestly, I didn't expect that big of a win. What was it, like 32-17? It was nice. I did not expect that.
Right.
But Mariota taking control. I like it.
Absolutely. Then you have the Colts 0-2. They look dreadful.
They really
they look
bad.
Dreadful.
They win this week, though.
AFC West. All right. I mentioned this in the first week,
mm-hmm,
and it's coming true, and it's going to continue to come true. The Broncos 2-0, the Raiders 2-0, the Chiefs 2-0, Chargers 0-2.
All three of them make it.
I agree.
All three of them make
yep
it. There's no other, both wild cards come out of that division. Look at those three teams, the Broncos,
yeah,
the Raiders, and the Chiefs. There's no way you can justify to
nope
me that either of those teams deserve
no
not to be in the playoffs.
No.
There's no way you can
no
justify
not
that.
Nope. Let's move to the NFC. And this is what I'm talking about. I mean, already the Eagles are in front. Now,
after the first two games, I've watched both games of every team in that division. Okay.
Let's go one further, right?
No, seriously. I've watched both each division of all the teams. Okay? The Cowboys, the Redskins, the Eagles, and the Giants. And I say the Eagles win that division. From what I've seen, I don't care that they have a loss. From the performances that I've seen, and I go based on performance. I don't go based on record. I go based on performance. From what I've seen, Eagles have a chance. Again, this goes on consistent play. But consistent play from here on out, the Eagles have a chance and have the ability to win that division. It's theirs to lose.
All right. Lions, Falcons, Panthers, Bucks, Eagles, Seahawks, Vikings, Cowboys, Packers, Redskins. Yeah, I don't see – can I be honest? I think Eagles might be top four.
Yeah?
You mean to say the Eagles – get the Panthers out of there.
Why are they the third team in that –
Well, because
why?
They're 2-0. They're
2-0. They're 2-0 because they've played college teams for their first two games. That's why they're 2-0.
Yeah.
I mean that we got to get a different system in
here.
Are
the Lions for real? At 2-0?
Again, you have to go on performance. The way that they won their first two games, not so much who they played,
right.
The way they won their first two games, they very well could be for real.
Falcons, I think it's the Falcons and then the Bucks and then the Eagles.
The Bucks?
Yeah, the Bucks
are continuing from the end of last season.
Yeah, the Bucks are good.
They are making a statement. They are saying, we're here to stay.
Yeah.
We are not the Bucks that you are used to. We're going to make the playoffs, and I think they will.
All right. So, really, it's the Falcons, the Bucks, and the Eagles. So, Eagles are three?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That's comforting to know.
Well, three or four. I could put the Lions above them. But, yes, three or four.
I can't do it.
I know, because you have Lions. This thing against the Lions.
Yeah,
but the way that, no, but the way they
–
no. No. Have you watched both the games?
Yeah. And they're
the whole game.
Yeah, they're not impressive.
Are you serious? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Why do you think they are? I don't know.
Wow. I know we're online right now and we reach out to many states. We go all across the nation. Can anybody call in and educate this fool, especially somebody possibly even from Detroit, from Michigan, whatever. Just educate this fool, man. I mean, you know, you watch the first two games. Like, this is the guy who swears off his team, his own team.
I'm going to. By the way, I don't know if you saw this. I want to bring this up. Okay?
I almost got.
We are in the sports of. We are in the world of broadcasting for sports. I gotta give this, and I need to just do this ahead of time here. Okay, so I guess what was happening on Monday Night Football last week, you know where I'm going to go here. NFL Deportes, ESPN Deportes, they had to somehow, some way, bring in a guy by the name of Sergio Dip. He was the number one trend in the United States for a while.
Queso Dip?
Probably a good hour, and then it was trending back to, WWE.
Spanish dip.
But let's just play the audio. I need to hear this one more time. Here it is.
Coach, it's a pleasure to be with you guys here on the field from up close, just watching Coach Vance Joseph from here. You watch him now on the screen. This diversity in his background is helping him a lot tonight. Quarterback at Colorado, defensive back in the NFL, and here he is having the time of his life this night, making his head coaching debut.
There he is, Sergio Dip, the best announcer in the... Oh, no, he's not. And after
as the voice of reason of this show, before you get all of our Hispanic followers to stop listening to
Hey,
you.
I'm not saying you
okay?
can't be,
listen,
you know, Hispanic, but be prepared.
You're not
Come
letting
on.
Me finish. Don't interrupt me
Let's
like
go.
That. That's rude. Okay. Now, what I'm trying to say is, look, I get the diversity and try to broaden the horizons with different announcers.
It makes sense there.
And, again, keep your mouth quiet. I understand that. But at the same time, okay, not only did he really have no prepared idea of what he was talking about, but he talked about how being diverse and being from a different ethnical background has contributed to his coaching ability, which is absolute. That has nothing to do with coaching a football team. And so, like, I don't understand what, like, it should have been more prepared. Okay, it should have been an interview or something on the side or something like that. Like, honestly, I feel like in that game, and I knew what you were talking about before you even started it. Honestly, I feel like they set him up for failure, to be completely honest, because it didn't make sense. Honestly, if you listen to it, play it again, because it sounds like
we'll play some of it.
It sounds like he's being put on the spot.
Diversity in his background is helping him a lot tonight. Quarterback at Colorado, defensive back in the NFL, and here he is having the time of his life this night, making his head coaching debut.
Man, that's just brutal.
Having the time of his life. First of all, you don't know that. Second of all, having diversity in his background, which is helping him here a lot tonight. Okay, look, how diverse you are, your ethnic background, where you come from, does not have anything to do with your coaching ability in a sport. If I went over to Europe to coach a soccer team, the fact that I am an African American from the United States would have nothing to do with my ability to coach that team. Okay? So, like, honestly, I feel like, just listen to his voice. I feel like it sounded like he didn't know what to say and he was set up. I feel like he was set up
for
failure.
Here's my thing. And I don't think that, but I'm going to tell you what I think. All right. I think, and you mentioned before, you know, oh, don't say that because, you know, he's Spanish. It has nothing to do with him being Spanish. It has to do with him being a terrible announcer. Even if he was trying, he doesn't have the voice. He doesn't have the it factor. He doesn't have it. So don't force us to have to listen to him just because he's Spanish. Why don't you give us another Spanish announcer? I would gladly listen to it, but not someone who sounds like a robot.
Now, wait a minute. That was the first time you've heard him, okay? And just like
and hopefully the last,
just like you can't say the Eagles are going to make the playoffs off of the first week, you can't say that he's a terrible announcer or field coordinator just by what just happened there.
That's
again,
like saying the Bengals are going to make the playoffs.
No, exactly. Listen to how he sounded. Okay. Get that to yourself. Honestly, give that to yourself. You're so quick to judge teams and people. Give that to yourself for a second, okay? You have no idea. Maybe they just said, hey, look, here's your time. You're on in 5 seconds. Go. And they gave him no premise on what to talk about. They just said, talk about the coach, okay? You have no idea the behind the scenes of that. Honestly, if he a couple weeks go by and he keeps making stupid comments like that, then, yeah, I'm going to be like, okay, get somebody else.
Oh,
but honestly,
I hope we don't have to endure.
But honestly, he wasn't inaudible. It's like his accent interfered with us being able to understand him. So that's not an issue. Okay.
No, it was
and,
brutal.
And to be completely honest, it sounded like he was put on the spot. Listen to his tone of voice.
Speaking
listen to
of
his
being,
delivery. He made that stuff up. He had nothing to talk about.
Speaking of being put on the spot, we go from
you
Sergio
don't like
Dip
it. That's what you don't,
to
you don't like
the New York
the
Jets.
Spot.
All right, and the Cleveland Browns, because this is what I think of Sergio Dip's announcing. We have the Jets, 0-2. We have the Browns, 0-2. We have the Bengals, 0-2. We have the Chargers, surprisingly, 0-2. We have the Colts, not surprisingly, 0-2. We have the Bears, 0-2. We have the Giants, surprisingly, because they have all the talent in the world, but they do nothing with it, 0-2.
I wouldn't say all the talent in the world. That goes to the Patriots, but sure.
They have the 49ers, 0-2. And we have the Saints,
expected.
0-2.
Not expected.
Oh, why? Saints stink. What? Why is that not expected? They played the.
They have just
they
as much talent
Patriots.
As the Giants.
No, they played
Are you
the.
Kidding
Patriots.
Me? The Giants have two people: Eli Manning, a has-been, and whatever French fry head. French fry head. Those are the two people. Who else do they got?
Listen.
Who else do they got?
Who the Saints have?
Answer my question.
The Saints have Drew Brees. That's it.
Dude, they have Adrian Peterson who can who can perform.
He's shot.
Who can
Don't
perform.
Give me Adrian
he
Peterson.
Can perform.
He is shot.
He can perform. And they
He's
still,
about 100 years old.
They
He's shot.
Still have, they still have several players from the Super Bowl winning team, and that can work together as a team. The Giants have players who are all about themselves.
All right, listen, 917-889-8018. We're taking your calls up until 10 o'clock. I cannot believe you just said Adrian Peterson as a reason why I should think the Saints are good, because they're just
– I never said that. I never said that.
It's time to go.
You always cut me off before I make a point. You always
because it takes
me
you
off.
Forever to get
no,
to your point.
It's an easy point. I made one player a reason why one terrible team is less terrible than another terrible team. Not that they're a good team.
Guess
that
what
they're
time
less
it is.
Terrible than they're another terrible
Guess
team.
Guess what time it is.
I don't really care. Go ahead. What time is it?
It's time to go around the NFL. And we start out. Let's get this game over with. We have the Thursday night game. The Rams are at the 49ers, and the Rams bounce back. They go to 2-1. This isn't going to be close. This is going to be ugly is actually what this is going to go. That's it. I mean, Rams win this 31-6. All right, you know what? I'll give the Niners a touchdown. Rams win this 31-7. Rams move to 2-1. Niners stay winless.
Agreed.
So what's your score?
I don't know about 32 to – what did you say?
31-7.
31-7. I'm going to say probably about 28-3.
Okay. That's not much better. Then we have the Ravens at the Jaguars. Ravens 2-0.
I was saying that you gave the 49ers too many points.
1-1 are the Jaguars. No. Ravens win this game. Ravens don't win it away. They don't win this going away. They're going to win it 21-13 by a touchdown.
You know what? That's about around where I was thinking, because I wrote my scores down beforehand, and so I did say that the Ravens were going to win. But again, I was kind of thinking you'd be different, but they don't win by a lot. I will say it's a close game. I'm going to go with 21-17.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could see that. I could see that. What about this next game? So one of these teams is going to have a win. I just don't see it being the Colts. The Browns are going into Indianapolis, the battle of the 0-2s. And I love the Browns in this game. I love the Browns to win this 24-10. Your thoughts?
15-10, also Browns. Whoa. I don't think the Browns are going to put up that much, but just the Colts have nothing.
Yeah, they have.
They have nothing.
They really
right now.
Don't. They have nothing.
Their luck's run out.
Yeah. then here we go. We have the New York Giants
27-21 Eagles
going in to the Eagles, who are 1-1. Giants are desperate. They are desperate. Is it going to matter? It will in the area of the score. I don't think it's going to matter the final score, though. Eagles win this, and I was thinking a blowout before. It is going to be close. Not as close as some might think, but it's going to be a close game, but nonetheless, 28-21.
27-21.
Okay. So you got, 1 point different. I like the Eagles in this game. I love them, actually. Then we have the Miami Dolphins going into New York. Miami Dolphins 1-0, Jets 0-2, look dreadful. And they're going to continue to look dreadful after this week. They will be 0-3 because the Dolphins go in there, get the big win, 30-14. Dolphins come out. Dolphins move to 2-0.
I mean, I'm just going to say the same score, to be honest. Sounds right.
Okay.
Sounds about right.
All right. Let's move on to, okay, this is going to be ugly too. The Broncos, these are some weird games. I don't like them. Broncos going into the Buffalo and playing the Bills, who are 1-1. And, they're coming off a loss of the Panthers. They're going to be coming off of a loss to the Broncos as well. Broncos move to 3-0. This is going to be 41-10.
35-15.
Okay. Yeah, I hate the Bills in this game. I love.
Have we
love,
differed
love,
yet?
Love.
I don't think we've differed yet.
On the outcomes, no, we've differed on the scores, obviously.
Yes.
But we
that doesn't really matter though.
Right. Then we have the Saints going into the Panthers.
Okay, I think we're going to differ here.
Oh boy, this is tough. I still think the Panthers go. See, they're not playing 17, anybody.
17 Saints.
Oh, okay.
Actually, 17-10. I changed it. 17-10 okay. Saints.
Saints are still not playing anyone. I mean, you know, or I'm sorry, Panthers are not playing anyone. 2-0. They'll be 3-0. They're playing the Saints, who are 0-2. Saints will be 0-3. Panthers will be 3-0, but a very weak 3-0.
You really think the Panthers are going to be? I don't think so.
Yeah, their defense is good.
I don't think so.
Okay. The Steelers. Oh, good. This is ugly.
The Bears are going to win some game in the future, but not this one.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say. Steelers will blow the doors. There's going to be my prediction. There will be the most. I mean, all season I could say, but there will be a lot of blowouts this week. Steelers go into Chicago, get the easy W. They're gonna win this game going away. They're gonna win this game 34-9. It's not even gonna be close.
Yeah, I think like 25-10, yeah, something like that.
Oh, okay. That's even closer than I would have expected. Here we go. This is a good game. 2-0 Falcons at the 2-0 Lions. I love the Falcons in this game. Even though without Vic Beasley, I still think they get it done. Falcons move to 3-0. Lions fall to 2-1. No longer undefeated, but that's okay. I mean, when you have 2-0 teams playing each other, one of them is going to have to lose. It will be the Lions in this case. Falcons win this game 23-21.
26-24 Falcons.
Okay, and I don't know why I have such a low-scoring game, but I really do. This next game, by the way, the Buccaneers are at the Minnesota Vikings. This is going to be a brutal game for the Vikings. Bucks.
You think so?
Go into Minnesota. Get the easy W without Sam Bradford, more than likely. Bucks win this game 38-14. Ugly game.
I don't think it's going to be that ugly. I don't think it's going to be that ugly. I'm going to go 23-14.
Oh, okay.
Now that my wife has finally texted me the scores that I wrote down that I forgot to bring with me, even though she was home for the past hour.
All right. Then we have the Texans, 1-1. I feel bad for the Texans. I really do.
I really do.
And they're
really
at the new.
Do.
They're in New England at the Patriots.
It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
28-18 Patriots.
18. Wow.
Yeah, I'm gonna give the Texans the fight.
Patriots will put a 30 burger on them. 38-10.
Ooh.
Ugly game. Yeah, I feel bad for the Texans. It's not gonna happen. They might. You know what? No, 38-9. They're not even gonna score a touchdown.
Nah, they're score touchdown. They'll score a touchdown.
I don't know about that.
We'll score.
Then
touchdown.
We have
if Deshaun Watson's in there. Score a touchdown.
The Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, buddy.
Are 1-1. And they are going into the Tennessee Titans.
Where they at?
We're 1-1. They're in Tennessee.
Where you got them at?
I love the Titans in this game.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I do.
Where do you got them at?
I think it's going to be a very low-scoring game.
You
I have
think?
16 to 13. Titans
Ooh.
Win this game.
I also have 13 for the Seahawks, but I have 29 for the Titans.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
Blah, 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 blah.
Then we have the lonely Bengals. Oh God! Here again, another blowout. I hate the Bengals in this game. I love the Packers.
35-11.
Yeah.
35-11.
I have 35-7, actually. Bengals actually finally score a touchdown in the NFL, but the Bengals are just so
they
bad.
They scored a touchdown in the score I gave. I don't know.
It's just not going to happen. Bengals, okay. Yeah. This is going to be an ugly game. Like I said, Packers win this going away. They moved to 2-1. Bengals still remain winless.
Yeah, the Packers pack it in on this one.
0-3. The Chiefs, by the way, are coming off a big win against the Eagles, 2-0.
Yeah, they are.
They're going against the Chargers, who are 0-2, and the Chiefs remain 3-0. Chargers move to 0-3. Not a good spot for the Chargers because that division is
not at all.
Brutal
not,
for them.
Not at all. 35-15 Chiefs.
All right. I actually like 31-14 the Chiefs. Yeah.
You know what? That's fine because last week I missed a game score by 1 point,
yeah.
And you missed that same game by 1 point for the opposite team.
Yeah.
So the fact that we go so close but different is still okay.
Oh, I love the Raiders in this game. We have the Sunday Night Football. the Oakland Raiders going in to Washington.
Derek, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Derek from McCungie, by the way. I'm sorry to say this.
26-9 Raiders.
Yeah.
And,
are you ready for this?
Nine come from the kicker.
Are you ready for this?
Go ahead.
41.
Oh, that's too much. That's too much.
Nope. I love the Raiders in this game.
I would have said that if it was in Las Vegas, but that's too much. Or Oakland, whatever. They play.
41. The 14. Yeah, I'm not even giving. This game's going to be ugly. People will be tuning into The Walking Dead. They'll be tuning into, I don't know, anything else that's on Sunday nights, which really isn't much of a lineup. But whatever you're going to be able to watch Sunday night, watch it, because this game's going to be ugly, and it'll
be ugly
quick.
Las Vegas now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are in Las Vegas.
I don't know where they are.
I'm pretty sure they are.
I like this Monday night game, all right? It's a division game within the division. The Dallas Cowboys are in Arizona to play in the Cardinals 1-1, a very flimsy 1-1. Dallas, I mean, they came off a win against the Giants, who looked brutally bad. However, so did the Cowboys look brutally bad against the Denver Broncos, so it's really tough to say.
Yeah.
I like the Cowboys in this, but not by a lot. This will not be a blowout. Cowboys win this 20-17, and it's an ugly game, by the way. Your thoughts?
You know what? I had 26-9 for the Cowboys.
Okay.
I don't know. I just don't have any faith in the Cardinals.
Yeah, I don't either. So that is the NFL this week. It's a lot of blowouts this week. A lot of blowouts this week. I don't think the Eagles game will be a blowout. It won't be pretty. It will be ugly. Speaking of ugly, no, I'm just kidding. We are going to, let's go back around the carousel to line number one. He kind of knew I was going to do this. Line number one, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Sean Pine Hill.
there he is. Sean in Pine Hill, my Giants fan.
Oh, no.
By the way,
Giants. No. Speaking of Walking Dead, the Giants, my goodness.
Yeah.
And hey, and Dustin, remember the Perkins bet you made? Yeah, I was there waiting for you, but I was there for the lunch special. The dinner special was 2:00. It was nothing but old ladies came in to eat dinner. You know, the older people come in. So.
All right.
That's what I get.
Yeah. Sean, let me just ask you, what's going on with your team? I don't know. I've said at the top of the program, you have so much talent. Dustin disagrees with me. I think the Giants have one of the teams with the most talent in the whole NFC, but can't put it together for the life of them.
I don't agree.
Well, here's the thing. They have the most talent at receiver, but you can't do nothing when you can't run the ball because their running back game's average, if that. They have no offensive line at all. The offensive line, I'm going to say this with both teams. Both teams' offensive lines suck worse than a Kardashian in the NBA locker room, dude. Because you got Wentz, who honestly, everyone's complaining about Wentz holding the ball too long. The kid's playing, what, his 14th NFL game? Give the kid time, man. Give the kid time, please. He's holding the ball because, you know, you guys took away who? Jordan Matthews, one of his best receivers.
One of his best.
So he's got guys that it's his second game he's working with. You know what I mean? Like, give the guy time, but he's running around for his dear life. Eagles really can't run the ball, and everybody wants them to run the ball, but they can't run the ball. The Giants, I want them to run the ball, but I don't want to think they can't run the ball either. It just comes down to both. I mean, both offensive lines are terrible. But that being said, they got this kid Ingram is open all the time. They just don't throw him the ball to tight end. They got Odell Beckham. They got Marshall. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say I watched him Monday night, wide open. I mean,
I will agree that they have probably one of the most effective wide receiver lineup in the NFL, but not overall
shot.
Players.
I think Brandon Marshall's shot.
I just don't want to say thank you to Brandon Marshall. Brandon Marshall, if anyone watched the goddamn game, he catches that ball. They got first and goal on the 5-yard line. He dropped the ball, and what happened? The Giants punt. And the guy runs a freaking punt return back. So they're right there. It's like, come on, dude. You know what I mean? And everyone's talking about Odell Beckham with his one-handed catch. He didn't catch up on the end of the game. Here's the problem. Ben McAdoo is calling third down plays short of the sticks. Odell catches that ball. It doesn't matter. He's still short of the first down on fourth down. It's just it's mind-boggling to me. But that being said, no, you listen. You ready? That being said, Eli Manning comes into the stink where he stinks. Okay, I've went for the last 5 years, and they've got their asses handed to them. Okay, I've paid money for the Sunday night games, the Monday night games, Thursday night games. Eli is going to march in there, and he's going to put up points. It's going to be a shootout. Everyone thinks it's going to be a low scoring. This game is going to be a shootout. I'm telling, and I say 34-27 Giants, and that is my score, and I'm sticking to it.
You're picking your boys. Wow.
I'm picking them to come in there. Desperation, and it's desperation.
Years ago, man.
Sean from
and the
Pine
fact
Hill,
that
picking the Giants for this game.
The fact that fact that Ben McAdoo threw Eli under the bus. I don't know if you guys heard about that. He blamed Eli on that. Threw him under the bus.
Terrible.
That's a little more motivation for Mr. Two Super Bowls. So
listen,
Johnny, he's going to come in there.
We had a lot of callers earlier that were blaming Eli and saying Eli's shot. Do you disagree with them, or do you kind of agree?
He's not shot, but I will bet any amount of money he does not last the whole season with that line. If he does, then he is an Iron Man, because that dude is running scared for his life playing. Like, there's no one blocking for him. He put the ball on the money to Brandon Marshall on that one play. And then the one time he put the ball on the money to Ingram, that was a touchdown. It would have been on the 1 yard line. He made the throws. They got to make the catches. He has no time to throw the ball.
I can't believe you're picking the Giants. You're picking your boys this week.
I don't pick the Giants every game. I'm not stupid, but I'm telling you right now, it's just
all right.
0-2.
I'm gonna go full fledged teal, and I haven't done it all season. Hey, Sean. What are you going to do when the Eagles kick the Giants behind and then I am left standing here? Giants are 0-3. Eagles are 2-1. You're going to call that? I didn't think so, because you'd be wrong. The Giants absolutely 100% lose this game.
All right. And then here you go. I'm going to go opposite with you. If they go 0-3, I'm still going to work every day and life goes on, but I'll be pissed off. But here's my thing. Let's go off topic. Who wins, Cena or Reigns?
You're bringing up WWE. I'm hoping Cena, but thinking Reigns.
It's fixed, so it's going to be Reigns.
Yeah.
Because they want him to go into WrestleMania. But honestly, if they're smart, they'll have Cena win. If they're smart, they'll have Strowman win.
I agree.
If they're smart, they'll also keep Jinder as a champion in the WrestleMania.
Yeah, don't hinder Jinder.
Listen. We'll see.
It's always entertaining when you call in. Call in next week, regardless of what happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got.
Listen. You know me. I don't run and hide, man. I don't run and hide. I'm still here. I'm gonna sing it and bring it every weekend, every week, every night, every day. I had a long day at work. Called you guys.
Listen, I hear you.
We'll see what happens.
Listen,
but
we'll talk to you
I enjoy
it. Listen, we'll talk to you next week. I love when you come on, and we'll talk to you next week.
So many
the
people
Giants
calling
lose.
With 2 minutes left. I don't understand this.
All right, there he is, Sean. Yeah, sorry, man. I didn't mean to cut you off. But, yeah, I mean, come on, guys. What's going on here? The lines are lighting up, and we have 1 minute left.
I don't understand how that happens.
All right, well, that's too bad. Guys, sorry,
but
you're going to have to wait until next week. We can't get to you in a while, though.
Yeah, 25 minutes we've had.
I don't see how the Eagles lose this game.
I don't. And, you know, I understand what he's saying. I know he wants hope in his Eli, his franchise player, but it's not – gonna happen. Eli is done. Okay, if he was a great quarterback like everybody thinks he is, then he would still be making these plays.
Yeah.
Okay, but as soon as the people around him crumble, he can't do anything.
All right, we will see you next week. Look at this; it's ridiculous, guys. Stop calling. We're off the air.
I keep calling. Oh my
gosh. We will see you next week right here on Sports Talk. Eagles win, by the way.